Welcome back to another podcast with your host, Riley Shibesta. If you were an immigrant in the 1970s, what kind of laws do you think there would be? Well, there are many immigration laws from 1790 to 1920s. As these laws got made, though, they all started to change. As people started to figure out what laws needed to be made, they tweaked the original laws and made new ones. Some of these laws included the Naturalization Act of 1798 that extended the duration of residence required for immigrants to become citizens to 14 years. Another law was the Geary Act, which extended and strengthened the Chinese Exclusion Act. Over time, all of the laws that were created had changed a little bit according to what had happened previous times. The policies have changed by getting stricter about immigrants and who is allowed in or not. All of these laws are similar because they all have something to do with restrainment, meaning that every law got made became more strict and there was less freedom than there was before. And now I'm going to tell you about my immigrant friend from Northern Virginia. Her name is Lucy Nagash, and this is her story. Lucy's father fled persecution in Ethiopia and came to the U.S. in 1980 at the age of 24. She goes on to say that all the people she grew up with were white and rich. When her father fled from Ethiopia, he moved to Atlanta, where he worked in an umbrella factory and lived on beans and rice for years. Lucy was never really accepted into anything because when she told people that her family was from Ethiopia originally, no one wanted to talk to her. Her family really struggled with getting all the supplies they needed because the dad couldn't really find a job. Lucy was an only child in her family, though when she got old enough, she stayed home by herself so that both of her parents could work and get some money to buy food and supplies. Lucy's dad used to tell her stories about how her dad fled and all of the incredible things that had happened before he came to the U.S. Her dad said that if he wouldn't have fled, then he probably wouldn't be staying there today. That's all for today. This is Riley Shibesta signing off.